Welcome to Game Preview. The Falcons are set to hit the road for a Sunday night showdown in New England versus the Patriots. Before we even get to what the Falcons need to do versus the Patriots, how they slow Tom Brady, we're going to talk about what we think the Falcons need to do this week. So I think it's time for a breakout game offensively for the Falcons. What do you guys think?
Yeah, and to do that, Kelsey, I think what you got to do is you got to eliminate the stupid mistakes. I think you've got to eliminate the penalties. You've got to eliminate the negative plays. Can't have a negative run play to start a drive or have a negative run play in the middle of the three-down sequence where you get yourself behind the chains. You've got to stay positive. You've got to find a way to give the play caller, Steve Sarkisian, an opportunity to use all the weapons. How do you do that? Eliminate the negative plays. How do you eliminate negative plays? Whoever you are, do what you're supposed to do.
And if you do your job and you eliminate the mistakes, you're going to stay on the field, and you're going to run the football, and you're going to score points. And that's what they need to do, and that's what they've done when they don't make mistakes.
Do your job.
Do your job.
All right, on the other side of the ball, the guy up in New England, we know he's pretty good. Tom Brady, 13 touchdowns, 2 picks this year. They're moving the ball on offense. But what have you guys seen from teams that have played well against Tom Brady that they've had success doing? And how do the Falcons do that?
He leads the league, like you said, in passing yards. Doesn't make a lot of mistakes. But when he does, it's usually as a result of pressure. And Dan Quinn has talked about, hey, we can create turnovers when we get to the quarterback. That's what he gets excited about. So they've got to generate some pressure on the quarterback and force him into incompletions and mistakes, hopefully.
Yeah, and Tom Brady, to me, guys, Tom Brady is a classic pocket passer, but he has tremendous awareness of the pocket. He has the ability to move and slide, keeping himself in a throwing position to shoot the ball down the field. So the pressure has to be that you change his body position, meaning he's got to turn and kind of run himself out of pressure. Now he's got to re-square up. We know that he's not the most athletic guy in the world, but he is a tremendous passer when he can stay on rhythm. So change the body angles. Incompletions are great. If you get a turnover or two, outstanding. But really it's about putting him on the ground, making him pick himself up. I watched the tape of Tampa Bay. They knocked him to the ground 10 or 12 times. He had a tough night. Now, they ended up winning the game, but he had a tough night that night. It was a low-scoring effort by their offense. I think he got to ruffle his feathers a little bit.
And you got to get up the middle, pressure up the middle. You got to get to him quick. He's got a lot of receivers, a lot of options. He's got a deep threat in Brandon Cook. He's got Gronk. He's got all these little running backs. But you got to get to him.
I think at the end of the day, this game's going to come down to who wins the turnover margin. I know you've heard Coach Quinn say that. You've heard us talk about that. But I really do think in this game in particular, it's going to be the deciding factor. And I think Atlanta comes out on the other end of it and really gets those turnovers forced on defense. And offensively, they take care of it. What do you guys think you need to see?
Yeah, you got to value the football. There's no question about that. And so guys that have the ball thrown their direction, attack the ball. Go get the football, secure it, it's yours, take care of it. I think that's a key part of this game. If we get some back our way, if we take the ball away, then that's gravy. But if you take care of the football and don't provide Brady another opportunity on offense, you have a great chance to win this game.
Sacks, 0 against the Dolphins. Would love to see some sacks. Vic Beasley, Tack McKinley, we're talking to you. Get to Brady. If they can do that and force some fumbles and make some plays and ruffle his feathers, that's good.
All right, that's it for us on Game Preview. We'll see you on Sunday.